forest to protect. Brought to you by Midlands 103, the IBI, and funded by Commission the Man with a television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
On this week's Ours to Protect, we take a look at spiders. While many people will run screaming when they see this eight-legged creature, others want to keep them as pets. So what's the appeal? Collie Ennis, a spider expert and research associate at Trinity College, joins Offaly County Council's biodiversity officer, Ricky Whelan, to discuss everything from life cycle to murderous mates.
When I was a kid, I was fascinated by creepy crawlies. It wasn't tanks and vivariums back then. It was your granny's biscuit tin with some holes punched in the top and you put your slugs in there. And the next day they'd have laid eggs, and that just sparked an interest with me. Frog spawn, spiders especially as well, all those kind of things that you find in and around your garden. And, you know, back before we had the internet, we had libraries, and I would pick up books and just start kind of getting lost in that. And I just found it fascinating, and, you know, they're so different to us in every way imaginable. And they're so ancient, like they're around for hundreds of millions of years, long before the dinosaurs, and they'll probably be around long after we're gone. And I just, that window into a past world and perhaps a future world fascinates me.
Yeah, I mean, they obviously really caught your attention, and it's sustained, which is
amazing.
Yeah, that's deadly. And so give me some context on spiders in a global context, in an Irish context. And do we have loads of spiders compared to like Britain and Europe and America, or are we like pretty impoverished? Are we like, are we talking 20 species, 200 species?
Well, like a lot of our biodiversity, we're quite poor compared to even our neighbours in the UK. So we've just under 400, 390, 95 okay. or some species. And that fluctuates because we will have new arrivals occasionally coming to our shores, particularly some of the more recent ones have made the press. But that fluctuates. Now, if you look at the UK, they've doubled that nearly. So it's for a small stretch of water, it really has big implications when it comes to diversity. And that's across the board in Ireland, I suppose, even with, you know, amphibians, mammals, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
and birds, I'm sure, as well. So, yeah, we're not as we wouldn't have as many species as most places. And then when you get into the tropics, you're talking about crazy amounts of species and subspecies, and it's just, it's mind-boggling. And that's where the old field guides come in very handy when you're out there looking at them. But we do have some really charming little native species of spider, and enough to keep an arachnid fan quite busy.
So you mentioned earlier on about sort of how their unique natural history, or their life history, should we say. So give me an idea of the life history of a spider.
Well, I'll stick with what we kind of would know around our gardens. So they'd be the araneomorphs. So the spiders are split into three groups. And there's the two main groups that would be the mygellomorphs and the araneomorphs. Mygellomorphs are basically the tarantulas, the big, long-lived kind of spiders. They can live up to 40 years sometimes, you know. And the araneomorphs are would include all our garden spiders and the small stuff you find around the house. And they're more or less, as a general rule, and I'm being very general here, they'd be annuals, you know, so they'll kind of have a yearly life cycle. Some of them will have 2 years, 3 years, but it's basically a kind of a seasonal thing. And their life cycle, like your garden cross spiders that you'll find on your rose bushes at this time of year, the big fat females and the big orb webs, they'll have overwintered as spiderlings, as tiny little pinheads, tiny spiders, and then fattened up during the summer, mated, and then produce an egg sac. And the egg sac develops, hatches out, the babies overwinter, and the cycle starts again.
Okay, I understand that then. Okay, that's
and they have a lot of babies, so if you find your cellar spider and the cobwebs in your house, you might find like hundreds of babies. And that's purely down to two factors, really, because they're quite cannibalistic, and they're also a prey item for nearly everything, like birds, frogs, everything loves to eat spiders. So it's that numbers game that they'll kind of reproduce en masse to allow one or two to mature into adults and and kick off again.
We have an awful lot of what I would commonly call daddy long legs in our shower and around the, like, utility and stuff, but I don't think they're the harvest men. They're
No. So you'll know them. They're the cellar spiders, basically, and they have a very cool way of defending themselves. You go up to their web and try to touch them, they'll gyrate like mad, like a person going crazy at a disco after a few too many rum and cokes. But yeah, they kind of do this mad defensive gyration, and they love, hence their common name, the cellar spider. They love those damp areas like our showers and such.
I always thought it was a lot of dead spiders lying around the place, but how often does a cellar spider molt? Because they seem to be what looks to me like a little dead spider. Yeah. It's got the legs and it's got, but actually look closer, there's no spider there, it's just the case.
Yeah, so unlike us mammals, we're constantly shedding our skin. All the dust in your house is basically your skin, that's which grosses people out when you tell them it, but it is mainly, we're kind of always shedding our skin. But you know, invertebrates, when they grow, they don't have that feature. What they do is they literally split their body open, and the spiders do that by basically digesting the inner old layer of skin on the inside of their exoskeleton, and then they'll pump all the blood that's in their body into the cephalothorax, which is basically the top of the abdomen, the head, for want of a better word, and that will pop open like the bonnet of a car. It just goes pop, and then the spider will draw themselves out. Now, if it's an araneomorph, it will hang by, again, generally, it will hang by a web, by a piece of silk, and use gravity to pull itself out of its, pump and pull itself out of the old skin.
And would you have an example of one of those species, common one?
They'd all do it. Like, yeah. Every one of them will mature the same way.
Okay.
Like, any of your garden spiders will do that kind of growth. And for the mygelomorphs with the tarantulas, you know, I get a lot of people who are kids who are kind of getting their first tarantula, and they freak out because they go in to look at it and it's on its back in the enclosure, and that's their way of popping out of their exoskeleton, so you can reassure people that it's not dead. It's very funny as well, because when they do shed their skin, again, like you said, you'll have a perfect second spider almost in the thing. So you can have great fun with your work colleagues by popping a tarantula skin into the toilet and see who freaks out. But that's how they grow. And it depends, really. They shed their skin an awful lot as young spiders, obviously, because they're growing fast. But then as adults, then maybe once a year. So they don't have to... they don't have to do it as often.
That makes a lot of sense. Does that make them very vulnerable for a time when the exoskeleton hardens up?
Absolutely.
Like
absolutely.
Days, hours?
Well, it depends on the size of the spider, and again, it's species specific. So, you know, but they are vulnerable for anything up to like 15 minutes to like 15 hours, depending on the species of spider. So, yeah, it is one of those. And as a spider keeper, it's scary when you have like one of your older girls that,
yes,
you know, you become quite fond of them, obviously, and it's strenuous on them as well. So yeah, you always kind of watch them extra carefully when they're doing that.
And you can find out more about spiders on ourstoprotect.ie, and there's a fact sheet on spiders on midlands103.com.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by Midlands 103, the IBI, and funded by Commission the Man with a television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.